299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. We are hearing from one of the federal inspectors general who were fired Friday night by President Trump. Former Interior Department Inspector General Mark Greenblatt, among at least 17 who got the axe. He was appointed by Trump in his first administration and stayed during the Biden
team. There's no unifying team. There's no common 15 to 30 understanding miles per hour. As to
partly
why
cloudy and breezy Tuesday night, a low of 27. Partly cloudy and cooler.
Multiple sources tell ABC News that Ed Martin, acting U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., and Stop the Steal promoter, has initiated a review of the office's prosecution of more than 1,500 January 6th rioters. All residents of the Pacific Palisades section of Los Angeles are being allowed back in to evaluate what's left. They're allowed in only from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Residents of some parts still have to have a police escort. This is ABC News. Stock markets were upended Monday by the announcement of a new Chinese artificial intelligence model.
R1 is a new AI model that reportedly can match or outperform equivalent models from firms like OpenAI. Wedbush Securities' Dan Ives says it comes from a company called DeepSeek.
DeepSeek is a Chinese AI research lab.
The company says they were able to develop it for less than $6 million.
The claims should be clearly looked into, given it's China. I'd be shocked if it's $6 million.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
More than 600 kids at Solano Weidenman Leadership Academy in Vallejo, California, are getting some unplanned time off. Someone stole the school's copper wiring over the weekend. The electrical system at the school now does not work. Parents are told a fix will likely take a week at a cost of up to $250,000. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Almost Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Have you tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand or hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat the Bills 32-29. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes having the chance to be the first team to win 3 Super Bowls in a row.
It's just so hard to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't take it for granted. And to be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special. I mean, last year it was awesome. You get there and you win it, but you're in a different stadium. And then being able to win it at Arrowhead, these moments that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen now being 0-4 in the postseason against Kansas City.
It's not fun, but to beat the champs, you gotta beat the champs and win it.
The Chiefs will face the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th, Super Bowl 59. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beating Nebraska 83-55. Nebraska now lost 6 in a row. NBA, the Bucks are in Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Jazz inside the Delta Center for Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. There are all kinds of benefits to having a younger host of Wheel of Fortune, especially when it comes to explaining internet slang to your letter-turning co-host, Vanna White. Vanna White posted a picture of her and her son cooking together on social media, which brought her son lots of attention, with people referring to the picture as a thirst trap. Not judging, because I had to Google it myself, but White said she had no idea what that was. But luckily, her young whippersnapper 50-year-old co-host, Ryan Seacrest, said everyone's great. Say what you want about Jennifer Lopez, but she is a showbiz juggernaut. A pop icon actress who has a tendency to make headlines for all the wrong reasons just righted the ship with a standing ovation after a screening of her new film at the Sundance Film Festival. Lopez guest stars in the second film adaptation of the novel Kissing the Spiderwoman. Jenny from the Block says this old-fashioned musical version of the film is one she's always wanted to make, and that witnessing a standing ovation actually made her dream come true. How can that awful Bennett not love her? For more Showbiz Fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the lower 20s. We'll have a northwest breeze. By Tuesday, though, that wind goes around to the southwest, look for some gusts nearly to 30 miles per hour. Highs in the mid and upper 40s. Right now, it's 25.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
Todd Alma Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Bring your mama, bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots
news
of
news from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
They take on Maryland Wednesday, this Wednesday. Our coverage starts at 5 p.m. You can listen to the Wisconsin Badgers men's hoops all season long on Civic Media stations WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WRCE Richland Center, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, and WLAK in Amory. You can catch the game on the Civic Media app. That is this Wednesday, starting at 5 p.m. Joining us now, she is the St. Croix Democratic Party co-chair and was a state assembly candidate in her district in western Wisconsin. Danielle Johnson is our guest. Good morning, Danielle. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Yeah,
I love it.
Can't hurt my garage.
To keep away from the dogs.
That's right. Yeah.
We appreciate that. Absolutely. Well, you have a really nice piece on Civic Media. Actually, it says why I believe Ben Whitmer will show up for rural America as DNC chair. The vote for the chair is going to happen this Saturday. I saw this morning, Danielle, that Minnesota's Ken Martin right now doesn't appear to be the favorite, but Ben Whitmer's got a real close second. First, I want to start with when you were knocking on doors in your district. What kinds of things were you hearing from people? What were the issues that were top of mind for folks?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the bananas hurting her was coming through loud and clear. Sometimes it's difficult to have these conversations about real information, you know.
When we mobilize people really start to see that we're fighting for them. And we see in this election that message did not come through as that Democrats
everybody waves. Church doors are the only thing that's open on Sundays.
Word travels fast.
Wheels turn slow. Yeah, working hard and living right is the only life we know. Friday night football is king. Sweet tea goes good with anything. And far less from
out.
Nobody eats till you say amen. And everybody knows your mom and them. You can say
that's
who
right.
Loves who
that's
for
right.
Miles around.
But I said,
in a water tower.
Not
when your friends are friends. In your words, your word.
What else do you think friends with them would bring to the head of the team?
They're made for work. Crime stays low.
Well, what I know,
there's
I mean, I don't know
everywhere where everybody knows. Friday night football is king. Sweet tea goes good with anything. And the girls come out when the sun goes down. Nobody eats till you say amen. And everybody knows your mom and them. You can see who loves who for miles around. In a water tower town.
When I first started getting involved, like a lot of people,
football is king. Sweet tea goes good with anything. Peace and quiet makes such a beautiful sound. Nobody eats till you say amen. Everybody knows your mom and them. You can see who loves who for miles around. In a water tower town.
Biggest population city, which is Hudson in St. Croix County, but really pay attention to places like Baldwin, where my business is. And I was extremely passionate about that because if we are...
The Hornets, Bulldogs, Chieftains, and Blackhawks all play here on Country and Community. WRCO FM 100.9.
What Ben was really that...
Been head of the Wisconsin Democrats and is now vying to head the Democratic National Committee. The vote will be this Saturday. I think we would all love to see him get this at the same time. I would feel like he's ours and I want to be here. Because he's done a great job. I mean, granted, Democrats picked up seats in Wisconsin under the new fair maps. That is a good thing. That's something that hasn't happened in over a decade. And there's still a way to go. But I can certainly see how he would take his expertise to a national
level. Yeah, that's right. It's hard to imagine.
From the center, WRCOFM
on Facebook.
Hey there,
the
it's Carrie
news,
Joy with your
more
Work Money
every
Minute.
Day. Visit with
Central
our staff.
Heat.
About
you know, the HVAC
events.
Systems
see
that heat your entire
funny
house.
Throwback Thursday
Man,
stories.
Those can
get
really
the latest
cost
news,
an arm and
weather
leg.
And sports. Participate
and
in upcoming
up
Facebook only contests
of their energy
and more.
Through the
Simply
ductwork.
Go to Facebook.com
and
search WRCO Radio. Or visit Facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCOAMFM.
I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time I'm Carrie Joy, say, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Where are you at with Dome Stadiums?
Oh, well.
all the snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, like the sun's warmth on your face, free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you can legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on air. Jay Matt Mayer and Greg Bach coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text, it's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 11:30 news, we'll lighten things up a little bit. We'll talk Oscars. Is it a requirement that all Best Picture Oscar nominees have to be really boring? That's my hypothesis. I'm just throwing it out there. And then we're going to wrap it all up, as we always do, with this shouldn't be a thing. The show right now, though, we are joined by Danielle Johnson. She is a former co-chair of the St. Croix Democratic Party and a state assembly candidate in your rural district in western Wisconsin. Danielle, before the break, you had mentioned that you didn't really get involved in the politics until 2016, and I think there are folks listening who are like, gee, I'd like to do something, but I don't know where to start, and do I really want to do this? And what was your experience like? What I mean, did you when you woke up that day and you're like, I need to do something, what was the first step? Where did you go first?
Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
I first went to find out where my hang down.
It gon' make that world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big eyed girl that make me so fun to spend, but don't go money. I feel roots like a long neck goose, like a what, baby, that's what I like.
I remember one thing when I was, before I got to the
world,
I was so passionate about I remember And this last time, as I was knocking on doors, I realized that there was something going on that...
You can't find a reason to think your world will ever change.
I don't know if we could have done anything.
You can hide beneath the cover.
You can realize that that.
Or you can run outside, head up and carry on. Life is a rollercoaster.
The one common enemy we all have are the Jeff Bezos and the Elon Musks and the oligarchs of the world. They are the ones who are taking from us, not people who are on the same financial plane or even lower than we are on the financial plane. That's not the problem. It's the guys up there that are the problem.
Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. We are hearing from one of the federal inspectors general who were fired Friday night by President Trump. Former Interior Department Inspector General Mark Greenblatt, among at least 17 who got the axe. He was appointed by Trump in his first administration and stayed during the Bidens.
There's no unifying theme. There's no common understanding as to why certain folks were renewed and why certain folks were not.
Multiple sources tell ABC News that Ed Martin, acting U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., and Stop the Steal promoter, has initiated a review of the office's prosecution of more than 1,500 January 6th rioters. All residents of the Pacific Palisades section of Los Angeles are being allowed back in to evaluate what's left. They're allowed in only from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Residents of some parts still have to have a police escort. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125 to 110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and Gray were getting into it, and honestly, I think they get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but it, you know, I think that's the reason.
Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trailblazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy's returning to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It'll be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to repeat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. They're hoping for a good game. Timothy Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live. How noble? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the lower 20s. We'll have a northwest breeze. By Tuesday, though, that wind goes around to the southwest. Look for some gusts nearly to 30 miles per hour. Highs in the mid and upper 40s. It's 24 at our studios.
Todd Alma Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station, Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, Wisconsin Republicans want to limit Governor Evers' veto powers. Why did they do it when they had the majorities under former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker?
Tune in. The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Call or text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, Twitter. You can also call and text directly from the app. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, you should do so. Wherever you get your apps, look for CIVIC, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. You can call and text directly from that, and it is, as Greg likes to say, free. Maggie Dawn coming up later on this afternoon from 2 to 4. She is going to talk about us and money, Americans and money. Donald Trump, of course, promising tax cuts for the ultra wealthy because they're really struggling.
Let's take a moment.
It's not easy being an oligarch. Yeah. And, you know, Jeff Bezos has the biggest yacht, and I have the second biggest yacht, and so I need, you know, a comparable yacht. So those people need tax cuts, obviously. And the rest of us, well, yeah, we'll just take it.
Is there a return to the sun? Besides the Megadon show, fuck you,
the wonderful Maggie Dawn joining us tomorrow morning at 10:33.
I had no idea.
I know you're surprised.
I'm very surprised.
Maggie will be here to join us tomorrow at 10:33. When we'd like to slot in one of our fellow Civic Media talk show hosts. My name is Colin. You and Pat Breitbart talked about this morning on Up North News Radio. Of course, the Oscars and Oscar nominations are out. And you guys were talking about Best Picture. And there is one in the running this year for Best Picture, Paul Conway. I paid for Conway.
Oh, boy.
I paid $6. But it was so boring. It was so boring. And I like Ralph Fiennes. I think Ralph Fiennes is a great actor. I love Stanley Tucci is fantastic. Everyone in there is fantastic. It was... Am I the only one who saw that movie and was just bored to tears? 855-752-4842. Did you think Conflict was boring? I didn't finish it. No, I got at least halfway through. Like, I just don't care.
Donald Trump becomes the Pope. There you go. I ruined it for you.
It's like, I don't care who becomes Pope. I really don't. I don't care.
It's just, you know, and I would have further the question. The Oscars alone, when you see the movies, I would prefer you probably see the movie. And the rest, I just feel like it's always going. What?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like I am not high-minded enough.
No, yeah. I feel like when you're talking about the best movies of the year, I should at least have heard of some of them.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I mean, short films, international films, animated, like there's a lot of movies where I'm like, I get why I haven't heard this because they're not my jam. I don't get into international documentaries or that, right? But Best Picture, that just feels like every single one of them, I should say, oh, I know that one, I know that one. There's one of these that's made up.
Well, okay, we've got Anora.
Yep.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
The Brutalist, I know because like Adrian Brody is in it.
The only reason why I know The Brutalist is because of the Golden Globes.
Here in the middle of
the
world.
Because he won for that.
Exactly.
And it's a really long film. I understand it's like, again, it's like 3 hours, 3 hours. Okay. It's a really, really long movie. Completely Unknown, that's the one about Bob Dylan. And the start of international incident, but... Bob Dylan.
This land is flat.
All right. In Jane's opinion, Bob Dylan.
A man can great sing writer, for 100
poet.
Miles.
I'll give him that. He never had a good voice.
So I'm still praying I might see.
Conclave. Again, Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci. Who's the other one that I've
heard? Gary Oldman, That's it. And Isabella Russell. What you love, Isabella Russell. That's a stellar casting. But yeah, just as I said to you and Pat this morning, the high intrigue of picking a new pope.
I
held
on long. I kept waiting. The whole thing moved so slowly. It's then like, you where's might the change tension? Your where's the mind? I just don't care. Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. What do you want to say about the
wood fading time?
Sort of came out of nowhere, and all of a
of a sudden is in our faces with, like, Wicked should have gotten all the nominations.
Good or Howl. They didn't get best director. Better overall Howl.
Emilia Perez
twice 13. A day, floss regularly,
well,
and don't forget this year's dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
A boardroom full of old white dudes.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner. And nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Maybe you can just
explain
it to me.
Furniture, decor, and more in Basketball and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life. Take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Basketball and
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. Retaining quality consignments of equipment gets your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Yes, and
calling
when he
all
came
parents
back,
and their children ages 0 to 5, including kindergartners in Richland County. Join them for an exciting adventure at the Brewer Public Library, Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge and enjoy fun activities from PBS Kids, free book giveaways, take-home materials, and reading literacy resources. It's a day packed with learning and fun for the whole family. Learn more at cesa3.org or contact the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. Don't miss out. Hope to see you there. Start your reading adventure this February at the library. We'll see you at the Brewer Public Library Saturday, February 1st from 10 until 1.
That's another movie I will watch over and over and over and over again.
A goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral Commission Service in Richland Center in Muscatine. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve.
Welcome to Greg and Jane Matt. There, just read the Oscars winners from years
plans
before.
Well, we're going to go look up some spoiler alerts as you desire. And we'll help back to you. And then the when we return, and make sure we will wrap it all up as we always do. With this shouldn't be a thing. Today, let's get snippy with it. Service.
It's all on the way. Stay close to listening to Matt Mayer on air on the vast statewide, countrywide. We're global on the app, baby. Civic Media Radio Network.
I could tell they were nervous when they saw me at the service. And the preacher asked if anyone had anything to say. When they said I do, I jumped up and said thank you. Cause my alimony just stopped the day.
The chairman of the board.
Rub-a-dubbing in my soul. He's sleeping in my bed. He's watching my TV. He's scratching my dog's head. He thinks he's got a G.R. Every morning he gets up, fires up my old truck. He used to work one job, thanks to her.
This
now he's got
news from
two.
The center, WRCE.
I'll even let him believe
Nightlight with Peach Wava.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight
Night with Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortage. I read through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He's really a definition of like why he loves fire.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our usual producer, Calvinator, off today. He will be back tomorrow. Greg Bach can be gone from Wednesday on through next Monday.
Yep.
Going down to Memphis.
Going down to Memphis. I'll have myself time.
Hope you have a lovely, lovely time.
Me too.
And also, I wanted to give you a shout out. Over the weekend, if you listen any to Wait Week on Monday, the Laughing Tap got a shout out. Your comedy club got a shout out. Because you have a big comic coming
in. Yes, we do. He's been on Netflix. Wait, don't tell me he's a regular. Mr. Hari Kondabolu is coming back to Laughing Tap. It's like a friend of mine, he's a good guy. He's coming March 20th through the 22nd. So it's 5 shows. One Thursday, Friday, 2 Saturdays. Get your tickets. They will sell out.
You can find him on YouTube if you search for him. And you can see some of his stand-ups. He's a very, very funny guy.
He's quite political.
Yep.
I'll leave it at that.
It is 11:53. Greg, that means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it to Greg and me at JaneSays@CivicMedia.us. JaneSays. JaneSays@CivicMedia.us. Today it's the Getting Skippy with Me edition. Headline reads from Ben Coast of the New York Post. Surgeon and father of three performs vasectomy on himself as a gift for his wife. Quote, I am really brave. Unquote.
First of all, let's start. What was that again? What was the name of the author?
Ben Coast.
And what was the name of the paper?
The New York Post.
And it is a vasectomy done by me. Boom! There it is. Oh my gosh. This is...
Would you like details?
Yes!
Here we go. Plastic surgeon Chen Wiang in Taiwan made men of the world wince after giving himself a vasectomy on camera. He posted it on Instagram. It's gotten 4 million. million views. Quote, it was a strange feeling to touch and suture my own urethra, declared Dr. Winong. He upgraded it to the AI-translated platform for educational purposes. I am really brave, he said on Instagram. The father of three said he decided to give himself a vasectomy as a gift to my wife to ensure the couple didn't have any more children. The doctor opted for a vasectomy. It's one form of male birth control in which the surgeon cuts and seals the tubes that carry sperm, thereby preventing fertilization during sex. Vasectomy has a very low risk of problems and can usually be performed in an outpatient setting under local anesthesia. But unlike most patients, this doctor decided to go the DIY route. Tutorial shows him in his chair performing the operation on himself as he casually talks viewers through it as if he's doing a makeup tutorial. After applying the general anesthetic to his important part, anatomical part, the fully conscious doctor carries out the self-surgery using a scalpel and a clamp. He said he only displayed visible discomfort once, leaning back in his chair in apparent pain, then gathers his tools and resumes the operation. The procedure typically lasts between 10 and 30 minutes. His took twice as long because he performed it on himself. Many commenters praised him for his bravery. You are really awesome, said one fan, while another said, yeah, don't try this at home. Something I think we can all
do. Here's when you think about it. If you are a doctor and you know what you're doing, I mean, I've seen people tattoo themselves and do a really good job. If you're an expert in the field, I guess, yeah, go for it. I just think... You got everything that just the idea. I am very brave. All right, bro, knock it off, please.
And just maybe, you know, next time, if you'd like to get your wife a nice gift, flowers are nice.
Well, that's the other thing, too. The vasectomy is one thing, but I would never assume, I would never say to my wife, honey, I got you the gift that never gives again.
That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Maggie Dawn will be here, our friend and colleague, from 10:30 until 11 o'clock. On the way next, we have a new news. Todd Alba from Noon to 2, Maggie 2 to 4, Dom Salvia 4 to 6, Beach Mama lighting it up with Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m., and then Robert Milo from Native Roots Radio from 8 to 9 p.m. Of course, Pat Kreitlow kicks things off early mornings from 6 to 8, and then Earl Gingrich Jr. right before us from 8 to 10 a.m. here on WPP. Thank you, Greg, and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. I hope you find some joy today and have a chance to share it. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Stay here. News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covered. He introduced a play. plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Surging immigrant raids in the days since President Trump took office.
The sweeps from coast to coast. In Denver, agents raiding a nightclub, detaining around 50 people, a bus driving them away. The DEA says they were associated with the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. The administration hoping to convince undocumented migrants to self-deport and others not to come in the first place.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer calling on the administration to immediately reverse course. The White House Budget Office ordering all federal agencies to pause any financial assistance spending if they suspect it might conflict with Trump's executive orders. January 6th convict Michael Matthew Huddle was among those pardoned recently by the president. We're getting word from Jasper County in northwest Indiana that a sheriff deputy shot and killed Huddle over the weekend during a traffic stop. This is ABC News. At Auschwitz,